Happy Thursday afternoon and welcome back to your favorite show. On from noon to three right here on My Talk 107.1. It's your favorite show because you're listening to the Colleen and Bradley Show at My Talk 107.1. It is just 3 minutes after the noon hour. You're probably eating your lunch, which is a good thing because I'd like you to have as much food down your system as humanly possible before Colleen brings it all right back with the latest on Kim Kardashian hustling for her new Hulu show. Why are we talking about Kardashians today, Colleen? Oh, God.
You know, there's always a good reason. So we did. I do want to say thank you to our listener, Becky, who sent me a lovely message and reminded me to put on my tinfoil hat because she had hers on. And she said, look at Kim Kardashian's Instagram. And I was like, okay,
if I must.
I will. If I must. And here's what I see from 3 days ago. There's a photograph of Kim Kardashian in like, okay, can I just quick take a side jaunt? She's wearing that outfit that she's wearing all the time. She has it in like a bunch of different colors and flavors. Those like, you know, bodysuit things with the gloves. And then she's got the boots with the tights over them. This is her thing lately. Like, this is her brand. Anyway, she's wearing one of those outfits. And she's standing in front of a gigantic projection screen with it looks like, honestly, it looks like a Netflix screen, but it's a Hulu screen.
Yeah.
And it's the screen of The Big Leap. And she says in her comment or in her caption, she says, have you guys started watching The Big Leap? It's a new feel-good show that's all about second chances and chasing one's dreams. Tune in to The Big Leap on Mondays, 9/8 Central on Fox TV. And catch up on the latest episodes now on Hulu. And then she hashtags it, ad.
Yeah, so it's an ad. She's like many of us on Instagram, making some money.
Exactly. Now, Bradley, I'm going to ask you to do a little math here.
Okay.
Do you have your calculator?
No, but I could probably get one. I think, yeah, right here, calculator.
It's okay. Yeah, you just need your Kardashian calculator. The Kardashians are moving over.
Has such a big butt.
I know it does. It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine. The Kardashians are getting ready to release a show on
Hulu. Dun, dun, dun.
So, it seems as though Kim Kardashian is scratching the back of Hulu as part of the entire package of the Kardashians moving over to Hulu.
Oh, I mean, you know, what's delightful about this particular piece of SponCon that you've laid out wherein Kim Kardashian is pimping a new show on Hulu. Great, you know, awesome. Again, Instagram is a wonderful place to share with your friends and followers, and sometimes, you know, you get paid to do ads for that. However, what I find particularly unique about this one is this is actually, it's clear that it's an ad because she does the hashtag ad, which is like a thing that if you are connected at all to, you know, a business or you have ethics yourself, you will do because that's what's expected, right? Like that's the, I don't know if it's the law per se, but it's what
it's
is required by Hulu. In terms of if you're going to post an advertisement. That said, all the other SponCon she's done over the years does not always follow this set of rules. So what this means is like she's making actual Hulu money to do this because I'm sure it's Hulu who's saying, okay, we're going to need you to, and again, listeners, just trust me when I tell you, you need to like put the paid partnership designation, you need to put hashtag ad, like that is a business telling her you need to do these five things in order to post this ad, which means, I mean, again, there's nothing unique about it. She's not, like, there's nothing wrong with that by any stretch. Mm-mm. It just indicates to me that she is being given, you know, like this is an actual job that she's being asked to perform by Hulu, which tells you that her role at Hulu is far more than just showing up on camera for their new show.
She's following those Federal Trade Commission guidelines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you for that, Holly.
Now to just double down on this, to further prove that there's a lot of back scratching going on. Now, this one does not follow the Federal Trade Commission's FTC guidelines of paid partnership, nor does she use the hashtag ad. So this appears to be out of the goodness of her heart. This is from 1 week ago, just after she was on Saturday Night Live. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And she says the following in a caption. There's a picture of her either coming or going to the set of Saturday Night Live, and she captions it as such. Sorry, I needed a few days to decompress. I can't wait to share my incredible SNL content with you over the next few days. Hosting Saturday Night Live was probably one of the best experiences of my career. The amount of work that the entire NBC SNL team puts in to make a show like this is even possible is unmatched. What?
That's a lot of words.
That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, whatever. I'm forever grateful for this experience and to everyone that supported me and worked so hard to make this all possible. Thank you. If you missed the show, it is now streaming on
Hulu.
Dun, da, da, da. Now, this goes back to exactly what we talked about the very day after, well, the Monday after her SNL debut. We talked about exactly how this probably all happened, or more rather, why this all happened. Would you like to review?
What do you mean? What am I forgetting?
You're reviewing how she got on Saturday Night Live in the first place.
Oh, because
why that partnership was so
normal.
So
we connect the dots. Through and pointed out the obvious that a lot of people were like, "Why is she hosting SNL?"
Because she's Kim Kardashian, she gets all this attention.
Sure, yes, she's a thing. But also because she's got a new series coming up on Hulu. And that's not nothing, because Hulu, NBC, Disney, trust me when I tell you, all those dots connect in such a way that you could see people in a boardroom going, we've got this new thing we're launching. And, you know, Kris Jenner is sitting at the head of the table with, you know, a big fur muff on top of her head. And she's like, this isn't my first time at the rodeo, boys. Or whatever Joan Crawford said at the Pepsi.
Fellas.
This ain't my... What's the quote? Well, my gay card's going to be revoked.
We can't say it on the radio. Don't bleep with me, fellas.
Oh, yeah. Don't bleep with me, fellas. This ain't my first rodeo. Why do I sound like... what's his name from Saturday Night Live?
That's... Yeah, you sound like...
Tails
yeah.
of Boot Black.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Lovett.
Oh.
Lovitz?
Yes.
Lovitz. There we
Lovitz.
Go.
Lovitz. Yes.
Love it. Okay, anyway, the point being that we did the dot connection such that it's so clear that this is far beyond Kim Kardashian. They are now a part of the Hulu, NBC, Disney,
Comcast, Cavalcade of Stars
universe. Exactly.
You know, speaking of Disney, throwing that in the mix, you know, we see them trotting around Disneyland all the time. And whenever they're at Disneyland, there's photographs of it. Because you know who just was recently at Disneyland?
Jason Matheson.
Mickey Mouse?
No, he was at Disney World.
Oh,
no.
Land.
Courtney and Travis were just at Disneyland. And there was like a whole pictorial about it. Mm. So again, like if you pay attention, don't just look with your eyes. Look with your heart.
Corporate synergy.
Oh man, do you think that the Kardashian series on Hulu is going to go TGIF back in the 90s, where they're going to have some very special episodes that take place at Disney Park?
Oh, of course. Holly, actual episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? I haven't even watched the episodes, and I can tell you that all the locations were vetted for, you know, crossover promotional purposes. I guarantee it. And you're absolutely right. I would not be surprised in the least if they showed up at such places as the set of Two Broke Girls, which doesn't actually exist anymore.
So they're trying to
pull that out
Bradley.
Of your keister.
Well, that's that show that I could not stand. I was like, how is this show still on? And then people came at me because they loved that show. Anyway, yes, it is clear that for the next, for the foreseeable future, we are going to see corporate synergy with a capital K.
That just exhausts me. The idea of having to like live your entire life in that, like thinking that hard about everything. Like, how do you knit all of that together?
Oh, they don't do that. That's Kris Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, but it just sounds exhausting. Yeah, exhausting for her. It sounds exhausting to get those commands from her. I'm over it. Already.
Yeah. I think the billions of dollars they earn probably takes away the sting of some of that.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
You're probably right. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Neither would I.
I mean, mean, look, it is a long journey that Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian made from yesterday's Throwback Live, where Kim Kardashian was selling irons that steam your clothes, and
so
Kris Jenner sold you psychic candles.
Yeah, and so
Wicks woe unto of wisdom.
Woe unto the person who underestimates, you know, the power of a small waist and a large plastic surgery behind.
Mm-hmm.
And talent. I will say, when it comes to, you know, it's not that they are devoid of talent as individuals, as human beings, as a corporate entity. I would lay most of that at the brilliant mind also slash evil of Kris Jenner. But they obviously are talented at what they do, or we wouldn't continue to be doing this. It's much easier to just write them off as, like, you know, annoying and dumb, which, feel free. But I think that misses the opportunity we have to learn from their cavalcade of terror. Right? Like,
preach.
Like, you know, again, it's success, and a lot of people are trying to mirror that success. I mean, look at all of the people around the world, not just in the United States, who are trying to mirror that success in their own right. Like, I'm gonna try to get a little bit of this Kardashian pie, which, you know, good luck to them, and somewhat I'm sure they've been successful. So as far as that's concerned, they are driving a global industry. It's just the fact that they are driving a global industry that makes me just a little bummed.
Yeah.
Yay.
Also, yes. Yeah. I mean, I can't even. We can't. We don't have time.
Yeah, we do.
To continue.
We actually
to go.
Do. So please go.
Oh, I just was going to say, like, it's the, you know, it's the pain of it is, again, like, the monstrous, monstrous amounts of money they are making by manipulating reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the time-space continuum.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
your brain, I cannot wrap my brain around it.
It's a lot of work.
But they're doing
and,
it well.
And frankly, it's a lot of people. It goes far beyond the individuals. I mean, we always focus on the individuals. It's much like politicians or musicians or, like, you know, celebrities in all sorts of environments. There are so many people around them making those things happen that, you know, I'm sure Kim Kardashian most days is like, I'm not saying she's not a hardworking lady, but I just think that a lot of what we see has been manufactured by and supported by a lot of other people who you will never mm-hmm. know and who
so
hopefully
true.
Have made a handsome living, because I would like to think other people other than the Kardashians have made some money along the way as well.
Not us, though.
Thank you so much for sharing that SponCon pile
journey
with us here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. When we come back, we have somebody who's going to take us on another journey. Her name is Elizabeth Reese, and she's got all the latest from Hollywood right here on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And here with all the latest from Hollywood is our good friend Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth, darling.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Nice to be with you today. Oh, I just feel the same way about your voices. They're like music to my little ears.
It means we're at 12:20.
And that's a nice time of day. Mm-hmm. Maybe like time for a little lunch would be great. Britney Spears' dad, Jamie, has been dropped by his lawyers after this conservatorship suspension.
Bye.
The law firm is called Holland & Knight, and it represented Jamie Spears for years during this conservatorship battle. It has dropped him as a client over concerns that Britney's attorney will sue after the guardianship is terminated.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what a source close to the situation told Page Six. That Britney's attorney has said numerous times that he's going to investigate and sue Jamie. And if and when he does, Jamie will need to defend and likely be adverse to parties in the conservatorship.
Does not surprise me. I mean, they are trying to cover all their bases and stay out of jail.
I guess.
And keep hold of their money.
Page Six says but that Jamie
it
found
it looks all guilty, though.
Yeah, right? Found himself in need of new representation, and that he authorized his lead counsel, his former lead counsel now, to help him find a strong litigator.
Yeah, I mean, this is all behavior of somebody who's trying to hide some stuff.
Or is scared, at the very least, is frightened and in the process of, you know, like the allies are coming and they're quickly burning files and trash cans.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of files he has. I bet a lot of files.
Well, allegedly, right? Supposedly, remember from the documentary, like video files too, right?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on your computer, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Rinna says that Scott Disick's direct messages played a role in his breakup from Amelia Hamlin. Poor Scott Disick.
Ooh,
all over the news this week. He's going to have a terrible holiday season because of Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's engagement. And this is like the headline that Us Weekly has been posting every single day this week, which is just, woe is Scott Disick. His holidays are going to be so terrible because Kourtney got engaged.
He's gonna
he's going to be okay. But it was social media drama that led to the breakup. Lisa Rinna said, when asked by Andy Cohen about this during the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, well, I don't think that was helpful. She said, there was never one reason why I think people split up, but now is the time for everyone to heal. And what it was when Scott Disick DM'd another of Kourtney Kardashian's exes to slam Kourtney's PDA with Travis Barker.
Yeah, that and was, so, what's his name? Benjamin?
Eunice Benjamin. Yeah.
Yes, sorry, yes.
So Scott Disick is talking smack about Kourtney in DMs to Kourtney's other ex about Kourtney having PDA with Travis, which then Lisa Rinna saying part of like the contributing factor of Amelia Gray Hamlin saying, I don't think I want to be with you anymore. Also, he's so 38 and twisted. He probably acts younger than her. And I think she just turned 20.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is a mature decision. Like, that is a mature thing to say when you see the way somebody's treating an ex and you go, I don't want to be that person.
I know.
Yeah, that's a mature decision.
Well, and it was interesting because the other ex, Eunice Benjamin, who's only 28, when Scott Disick wrote, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this in the middle of Italy? Referring to Kourtney and Travis and their photos of their public displays of affection. Eunice wrote back and said, doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro. And then
which is also a very mature response.
But then he's
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
But truly, I mean, what we see over and over and over with Scott Disick is that he's the least mature in the bunch.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, I think Scott Disick is also,
kind of broken. I mean, I think he needs some help.
But also, like a fox, what do we say? Something like a fox?
Fly like a fox?
Fly like, what's the, I don't know.
Isn't a fox anyway, flies?
Yeah. But yeah. My point being, like, I think he understands how social media and tabloids work and his role in relationship to the Kardashians, aka the upcoming season of whatever this new Hulu series is, such that he can create storylines where there were none. And while that sucks for life, it's actually probably good for Kris Jenner and the entire clan.
Well, everybody needs a villain, and he's just playing the villain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it's strategic that every day this week has been a headline about Scott Disick and his woe is me.
And it is sly like a fox. You are correct.
I was trying to think, I'm like, do I have a children's book that describes how a fox is? All and then you remember in the movie Zootopia, you know, foxes have a bad rap because everyone says they're sneaky and tricky.
I saw a fox in near the gym where I work out, just like tootling around.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest looking thing. Like, I just am not used to seeing foxes out in their natural habitat, especially in the middle of a city.
They have
it
a
was
loud
just
bark.
Hanging out.
They have like a weird bark.
Looked very cute, but I'm sure it did not want to get close to
me. Well, there's nothing cuter than a baby fox. Mm. Oh, their little pointy ears are just so wonderful. Listen, you run into a pack of wild turkeys in the city, they do not care.
They will cut a bitch.
They don't care that you're driving through with your car. I had to take a little detour the last couple of weeks because there was a road closure on my route to work. And so I found on my new route that there was a flock of wild turkeys that lived there. And I would be like driving through and I'd have to like say, hey, guys, excuse. I literally rolled down the window. I was like, excuse me.
Because they literally don't care.
No,
they don't care. One time I was driving and there was one next to me and I couldn't see it. And I was like, I was going as slow as possible because I wasn't going to be the one to kill that thing because I knew they'd all come after me.
You can't mess around with a wild turkey.
Mm-mm.
A wild turkey is something to behold. Meghan McCain said she had a panic attack after Joy Behar insulted her on The View, and she said she cried for days. This was when Meghan McCain returned to The View from her maternity leave in January, and Joy Behar told her she didn't miss her. It was such a bad move, Joy Behar. Like, that's just, I don't know. You don't, like, kick a new mom when she's trying to come back to work. Like, even if you don't like her and you don't agree with her. Like,
yeah, there was no love lost between those two.
No.
A lot of pettiness, too.
We got a lot of love between the three. /4 of us.
There's just love everywhere. Yeah. The love fest.
We love you, Elizabeth Reese. Thank you so much for sharing headlines with us. You can catch Elizabeth, of course, every day at 3 on Twin Cities Live on KSTP Channel 5. When we come back, Holly's got juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Blind items right here on My Talk 1. You know that you can. Juicy bits of gossip with the name left out. Holly's got it all right here on My Talk 107.1. Okay, that didn't work at the end. I'm Bradley Traynor.
I thought it was great.
That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
You're listening to the Colleen and Bradley Show at 12:30 this beautiful Thursday, October 21st. Oh my God, it's almost November, but right now let's not focus on that. Let's focus on blind items.
Blinded by the item.
Yay! Ride that blind item gossip.
That's right. It's like straddling a mechanical bull.
Hang on tight.
Hang on tight. While I read you this celebrity gossip mystery. When he first started out, this A-minus list dual threat actor who was married to someone much higher on the list used to provide sexual services to wealthy older women.
Oh, so he was married to a more famous lady. He's foreign born?
Yes.
And dual threat?
Yes.
And he was married
TV
to
and movies.
An older
Sorry.
Lady?
Somebody who was more famous than him. Yes. Okay. And so what this person liked to do was to service ladies of the older variety. Older than him.
He was servicing older ladies.
That's right.
Was his wife an older lady?
No.
Oh, no. I was not foreign. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Ashton Kutcher.
Foreign?
Well, some people said yes. But it could be him.
But I was saying, born?
No, there's no foreign born in any of this.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
No, it's just an A-minus list dual threat actor married to someone much higher on that list. Now, yes, some people said Ashton Kutcher because at one point in time he was married to Demi Moore.
Right. Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but there's another one.
Yes.
Another option.
Yeah, okay. There's another option. This person was married to that more famous person, I would say about 20 years ago.
Oof. Okay.
So somebody who is he considered like sexy?
Yes, people have considered him sexy in the past.
People have considered him sexy.
That
means he's
past.
Not right now?
Well, no, I suppose he still is, but he was definitely a heartthrob. And yes, this person has starred on film and television.
A heartthrob from 20 years ago.
Mm. Yes. And I'm thinking that it's probably this person.
Okay.
Kirk Cameron.
Oh. Lord help us.
Fine.
Literally.
This person, their ex-wife, is still very famous. She's an Academy Award winner. She also is a star of film and screen.
Oh, Ryan Philippi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on brand. That feels right.
That feels right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm here for that.
So when he first started
I'm just
going
to Google him for bleeps
just
and
for
giggles.
Fun.
For reference. Okay. So the blind item says, when he first started out, Ryan Philippi, who was married to Reese Witherspoon, used to provide sexual services to wealthy older women.
Hmm. What was his TV work?
Oh, he's done a lot. He was on soap operas. He had a role on Big Sky.
His role currently is hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's appeared on lots of shows, one-offs. He also was in 10 episodes of Damages back in the day with Glenn Close and Rose Byrne.
Yeah. He is easy on the eyes.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. You know.
It's not your bailiwick. We get it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine. Give him 10 years.
We all have taste. We all have our own things that we appreciate.
Mm-hmm. The multiple reality star/horrible actress thinks she has found true love with her Russian mobster. He just wanted to brag to his friends.
Lindsay Lohan?
I thought that too, but it was the like multiple reality star part that's Ooh, throwing me.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
like there, a Farrah Abraham?
No, now there was a previous blind item, you guys, giving you a little hint. And we talked about it on the show, saying that this multiple reality star slash horrible actress recently got a job in another country because of her relationship with this Russian mobster.
Yeah. Ooh, who was that?
Oh, is it like a Bella, not Bella Thorne. She's not a reality star.
Oh man. I remember that blind item. And I remember we had a difficult time getting to it. And then once we got to it, there were pictures of her there. Is it an islandy place?
I think it was an islandy place, yes.
Yeah, it all feels really familiar.
Wait, the show that she was on was an islandy place?
No, the place where she got a job.
Yes.
Was an islandy place.
And she shared it on social media. And yes, it's an islandy place.
Yes. Oh.
Well, let's focus on like what kind of reality shows?
All sorts.
Like competition reality shows?
No, they mostly focus around her and her family.
Oh. Not like Tori Spelling? Tori Spelling.
Oh, that's right. It was Tori Spelling. Oh.
Well, I don't know. Okay, fill in the blanks.
Okay, so filling in the blank, Tori Spelling thinks she has found true love with her Russian mobster. But that person just wanted to brag to his friends about hooking up with Tori Spelling. Now, the blind item that we talked about was from Tori Spelling's posts last month where she was filming in Malta.
That's right.
Yes.
It all sounds familiar now.
And that the reason she was filming in Malta is because she has relations with such people.
Weird.
And that perhaps she really wants to get a divorce.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is out of left field.
2021. You never know. Blinded by the item. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Now, this one comes from somebody who worked inside a Las Vegas casino. Throwing it back to around 2005. This foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor attacked a man over a slot machine. Apparently, that actor is very attached to a machine called Mr. Cashman and has a particular machine he prefers. But his preferred one was occupied by another guest. The casino employee says that they witnessed, without warning or even saying anything, the actor came up behind the man, grabbed the collar of the shirt, and ripped him out of his seat, throwing him onto the floor. Then the actor sat in the chair and began playing with the man's balance of $20 or so.
He won thousands of dollars and then peed on the person on the floor.
Oh, boy.
Is that Ben Affleck?
No.
Because that was the only gambling one that I could think of.
Is it somebody who would have been in a gambling movie at the time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
How did the blind item describe this individual again as an actor?
A foreign-born A-plus list mostly movie actor.
Like Tom Cruise?
No. I will give you
foreign-born, not like planetary.
I will give you a
hint. But isn't he from Canada?
No, he's from upstate New York.
Did he live in Canada?
No.
Why do I
think? No, but he's connected to space, and so I can understand how you thought he was born elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, a lot of Canadians cross the border and go
shopping. He spent part of his childhood in Canada.
I
knew there was a Canadian connection. I did actually read the biography of Tom Cruise, which I don't recommend on an empty stomach.
Oof.
I bet that was fascinating.
Yeah.
So this person, let me give you a hint. They've been known in the past for their erratic behavior and losing their temper.
Gerard Depardieu?
I mean, that's a good guess.
I mean, because Bradley did say the P.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's true.
An A-plus list, mostly movie actor who's foreign born. Like British? Canadian?
Australian.
Oh, like a Mel Gibson? Oh,
no.
Russell Crowe?
Oh.
Ooh. That's... Okay. I'm glad everybody's okay. That is a very funny story.
Yeah, so filling in the blank, back in 2005, apparently Russell Crowe was very attached to a slot machine called Mr. Cashman.
So weird. I'm going to look that up. It's
so funny.
And there was a particular Mr. Cashman slot that he really liked.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, but it was occupied by another guest, so Russell Crowe grabbed that guest's collar, ripped him out of the seat, threw him on the floor. Then Russell Crowe sat at his favorite Mr. Cashman slot machine and played with the other guy's balance.
So I mean, that's ballsy. Very ballsy. All right. Well, that was a delightful spate of blind items you brought for us today, Holly Roberts.
Hey.
When we come back, oh, Colleen has all the latest on Tori Spelling. It's Tori part duh. When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Tori Spelling can't shut up about whether or not she's getting divorced or not getting divorced with Dean McDermott. Nobody cares, but she still wants us to know. We have part two of that illustrious tale as told on this very program today, as presented by our good friend and host of the show, Colleen Lindstrom. Colleen, please tell us what's going on with Tori Spelling.
Okay, so let's bring everybody up to date in case they missed yesterday. One of the things we talked about, we did a little segment. It was called Cleverly Ishmir of Pap.
A schmear of Pap.
And that's when the paparazzi caught up with our friend Tori Spelling when she was dressed in a smart double-breasted blazer and screaming into her phone whilst holding a legal pad with a very important list on it. And Bradley, do you remember what was on that list?
Yeah, she had to check a pig pen or get a pig pen or something. And then there
pig
was
pen estimate, I believe.
Yep. And then it was like custody lawyer fight assets.
Yeah. Right. So like what were we made to believe by that very spontaneous photograph?
That they were fighting over custody and assets.
Now, when I say a very spontaneous photograph, did we actually think that was spontaneous?
No, absolutely not. That was not spontaneous. It was all planned. For publicity. Completely. It was a paparazzi paid for experience.
Exactly. So, you know, we know that Tori Spelling is trying to make us have some sort of perspective about what might or might not be going on in her marriage with Dean McDermott. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw this article in Us magazine and I thought to myself, Tori, I was born at night. But I was not born last night. Mm-hmm. Because this story in Us magazine online says, headline, Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott are staying together for the kids' sake amid split rumors.
Okay. Now, it's conflicting messages, but sure.
Yeah, like we don't know for sure what they're doing, right? That's, you know, but it is in Tori Spelling's best interest for us to be on the seesaw with her. Why?
Well, because it gets her attention and maybe she can spin it into a program, TV show.
Precisely.
Reality show, so which nobody will watch, but whatever.
Nobody cares. This is the thing, is like, we're exhausted, Tori. We're exhausted. But you know what? Fine. We'll play the game because, you know, you're showing up. And so we'll play. We'll play along.
Well, we'll just use you as an opportunity to show the world how this all works. But yeah.
Right. Right. So as the story goes, first of all, Us magazine references those very pictures in page six, the photos where she held a notepad that read assets, support, and custody. And by the way, just even the fact that like they zoomed in on that is so clearly choreographed, right? Like the way she was holding it, facing the camera, and like the fact that they zoomed in so clearly on it, that was all directed.
It's all a performance.
Right. So Us magazine says, you know, yesterday these pictures were made public on page six. She's holding a notepad. The notepad says this, blah, blah, blah. Well, a source is saying to Us magazine, quote, she's been close to leaving many times, but she ends up staying for the kids' sake. The source adds that, the source is talking obviously about her and her husband, Dean McDermott, and reminding us that they share five children And it goes on to outline all of the different ways that we have known that their marriage is on the rocks, starting with the fact that she talked with Jeff Lewis in June about how she was not sleeping in the same room with him. And then also he, in an interview, talked about the fact that she had been out and about without her wedding ring on, blah, blah, blah. This entire article, this entire package is like served up to us, already wrapped with a bow around it, mm-hmm. to try to tell us the story of how the two of them may or may not be staying together, but they'll probably stay together for the kids.
Yeah, which, what is this, like the 1970s? Nobody does that anymore.
Well, somebody think of the children.
You don't stay together for the children, quote unquote. That's an excuse, and that's probably dysfunctional. So if there's a problem such that you two can't have a mature, healthy relationship, it would actually probably be best for the kids if you figured out how to live as mature adult human beings without, you know, disrupting your children's lives with your own, you know, drama. So,
well, and
nice try. Something tells me they're one big happy family who's trying to make some money in Hollywood.
Exactly. And get some attention. And listen, lest you think we're being callous, like this is, she is the boy who cried wolf. Because you'll recall, remember the story of the boy who cried wolf?
I know.
She's the boy who cried wolf. Because remember, the last time we went through this entire controversy with them, it was over an imaginary woman that her husband had had an affair with.
Yeah, Georgina Glass from Canada.
Yeah, it was. Her name was Georgina Glass. But it was Emily Goodhand.
And her, remember? She literally was from Canada. It was his girlfriend from Canada that nobody's ever seen before, and she doesn't actually exist.
Nobody could materialize, or nobody could, you know.
The only Goodhand that Dean McDermott's ever dated is his own.
That was good. That was a good hand.
I mean, it was just, it was a complete farce. And this entire, these people are literally just trolling us all constantly. Actually, more importantly, they're trolling, like, I just feel bad for the studios in Hollywood or the, you know, production companies that are like, oh God, here comes Tori Spelling again. Oh,
right. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Like, I have a brilliant idea for a new show. So my husband and I are having some troubles. And no, we're not buying like, it.
We've been down that road before.
Yeah.
You know who I feel the worst for? I'm going to say it, and it's like, you already know what I'm going to say. I feel the worst for the children. Because they're just sort of pawns in this game where their parents are trying to get attention all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just trying to live their lives. And their mom's getting a new face. And, you know, they're always trying to do, like, reality TV.
I just hope, you know, I mean, they have enough. They probably have big fat trust funds from Grandpa, I would imagine. But even if they don't, I imagine somebody will come to them at some point and hand them a load of cash to spill the beans on what Tori Spelling is really like behind the scenes.
Right. So they'll
be good.
That's actually a good question, because we know that Tori did not get, like, she was disinherited by her dad.
Darren Spelling.
But we don't know, at least I don't know, if there was some sort of nest egg set aside for the grandchildren. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, I assume that Penny, it's not Penny, what's Mrs. Candy. Spelling's? Candy.
Candy.
I'm sure Candy has all of Daddy Spelling's money, and she has probably made arrangements for the kids, I would imagine, upon her.
That's a good point.
Upon her passing. Because I'm sure everything from Aaron went to Candy.
Yeah. Yeah, or like a foundation, or, you know, who knows. Listen, I don't got that kind of problem.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a good thing we don't.
I don't know how that works.
More money, more problems. But I would like a little more, because I'm fine with a few more problems with that money.
Some light drama is okay.
If the problems are like, I don't know what to spend this on, I'm down with that problem.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Thank you, Colleen, for proving once again that Tori Spelling is just wasting our time, but delightfully so. And it gave us a whole conversation to have. When we come back, what's your ordering hack to get more?